Let's go ahead and download the ScrewTurnWiki source code from the ScrewTurnWiki repository. I'm going to use TortoiseSVN, which is a Windows shell extension that allows me to perform source control operations right from within Windows Explorer. So you'll notice here when I right-click, I've got the SVN checkout. Let's give it the SVN ScrewTurnWiki, and I'm going to call this ScrewTurnWiki. And say OK. So off it goes. It's going to grab all of the source from the ScrewTurnWiki Subversion repository. And then let's have a quick tour of what TortoiseSVN looks like, just in case you're not familiar with it. All right, the checkout has completed. We'll say OK. And we'll open up this folder. Okay, just appeared on my other monitor, bring it over. You'll notice here that we've got green check marks beside all of the files. These are icon overlays which are provided by Tortoise, and they indicate the status of the file or directory that we're working with. All of them are green, which means that there are no source modifications. You'll also notice this .svn folder, it's actually hidden. I've got show hidden folders turned on. And it contains all the metadata necessary for Tortoise to perform its various operations. So you don't want to manually touch that or delete it, because it will cause Tortoise to go into conniptions. Now let's actually take a look at, if I right-click on assembly version, I've got a variety of menus shown by Tortoise. I can do everything from update, which is, hey, get the latest version of this file from the Subversion repository, check if there's any updates to it. I can also do that on the entire directory, so I can come over here and ask for a TortoiseSVN update. There are no updates because, surprise, surprise, we just got it, and the team hasn't checked anything out or checked anything back in the 30 seconds that we've had this repository. We can also go ahead and commit right from here. Committing is pushing all of our changes back into the source code repository. There's also, those are the two most common operations, so they're right out front and center. There's also a variety of other commands. We can do differences with previous versions. We can look at the log. We can even browse the repository. Let's bring up the repository browser. This is actually going out to the ScrewTurnWiki Subversion server. And we can see here's the trunk in Subversion terms. The trunk is our mainline development, mainline of our tree. If we go up one node, we can also see other common ones, branches and tags. Playground is just a extra one that ScrewTurn's incorporated in there. These are all just directories, but in Subversion terms, they have very specific purposes. So one of them is the tags. Tags contains all of the major releases or milestones for a project. So you can see here, we can go back and look at the source as it was in the 1.01 timeframe, all the way up. Currently they're in beta, the trunk is beta release. So you can see that Dario has tagged what he compiled as the beta, 3.0 beta, so that he knows the state of the code, the state of the trunk, when that code was shipped out to the users. If we look at, so tags are long-term major milestones in a project. Branches are little playgrounds. So you're fixing a bug. Typically what you would do is, if you need to fix a bug that is not on the trunk, you would create a branch from, so let's say we want to fix a bug in 236. We would create a branch over in the branches directory called 2.0.3.6-bug-fix and then some bug number. So in this branch, we would work here, create our bug fix, test it. When we are comfortable with that, we would probably create 2.0.3.7 or some patch name. We would then tag that and we could delete our branch. So branches are temporary staging grounds for bug fixes, things where you really want to, I personally would put this playground as part of the branches. I don't have access to it, so it's asking me for credentials. But I would put the playground inside of branches. So that's the major structure of a Subversion repository. You'll notice that we were working on the remote one. We were able to browse it. Now let's come back here. Now if I go ahead, I'll just open up the README file and add in some additional text. and save it. So I haven't had to check the file out or anything like that. You'll notice that there's a red exclamation mark here. What this means is that there are pending changes to this file. If I now do a commit, Subversion, Tortoise SVN, will note that there's this file that needs to be checked in. I can place a comment, say OK, and it'll upload those changes back to the Subversion repository. Subversion batches together all changes into a change set. So if I were to change 20 C-sharp files in a text file and maybe some HTML and then said commit, it would send it up in a batch, and that batch would get committed to the repository or not as a whole. So if my connection drops midway through the commit, the repository is still in good shape. I'll be able to commit that change again when I get network connectivity back up. I won't have the repository in a half the files are there, half the files are not kind of state. There's lots of other things. Let's see if I can tortoise and let's do a diff. So this shows me exactly what has changed. This is using Tortoise Merge, which is a diff tool that ships with it. You can use other differencing tools, whatever differencing tool you like, but it comes with Tortoise Merge, which is pretty decent. Beyond Compare is a commercial differencing tool that's quite good. So you can actually plug that in if you so wish. But you'll notice here's all my lines, and these are the two new pieces of text. Now, if I come back in here, and let's say I want to delete that line, and then do another diff. It'll show that this line has been deleted, and that these lines have been added. If I decide that, you know, I really didn't want that change, I can just come in here, say revert. Shows me all modified files. I revert it, and it takes me back to the previous version that I had. So if I come down here, it's right up at the top, and open it up again. The file's exactly the way it was before. So using version control, I can do very experimental things on my code base, potentially really muck it up badly, and then if I'm not happy with the changes I've made, revert back to a good known state. So having a good source control system while you're doing development, even as a sitting developer, is absolutely essential in modern software development.